You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We got the news today. I think Jeff Passan was the one who broke it. Major League Baseball has reinstated Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, and other deceased players from its permanently ineligible list. And they did it today. So now Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe, I believe the rest of the 1919 Black Sox are now available for the Hall of Fame vote. They're not in the Hall of Fame. They're eligible to be voted upon to be put into the Hall of Fame. And I've been saying this for a while, that I thought it, I hate this. I'll be honest with you, I hate it. It seems like an easy thing for a, it's an easy passing of the buck. It's an easy, I knew once he passed away, I was saying it, put him in now because you know when he dies, they're going to put him in. Like, I know that's a common theme. A lot of people have said it. I've been saying it for a long time. Anyone ever had brought up Pete Rose, I'm like, what bothers me the most is I know when he passes away, they're going to put him in. And the idea that you couldn't do it while he's alive, knowing, I mean, it hasn't even been a year. Like, you knew they were going to put him in. And now, a couple things. One, let's start with the obvious things we all know. One, yes, gambling has become prevalent in sports. It is no longer the third rail of Major League Baseball, something you couldn't go near, something you couldn't touch, something, like, obviously they're promoting it. Fantasy baseball and fantasy sports started that. It's even more profound now with all these betting books and all the thing and the association they have with these leagues. So we understand gambling is now more associated with the sport than ever. And yes, that should impact on some level how Pete Rose is viewed in this. But let's make something else clear. The biggest reason Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame is Pete Rose. Like, he did this to himself. If he would have been open and honest about what he did and asked for forgiveness from the jump instead of denying it for years and trying to make baseball look bad and call them liars, he would have been in the Hall of Fame already. Plus, now, and this is something Hall of Fame voters are going to have to take into account, his personal behavior. We have seen it impact other people. We have seen it not impact other people, but obviously he was, I believe, he admitted to the fact that he had a relationship with a underage girl. Like, there have been other issues in his life. Whether you believe that should impact his Hall of Fame or not, that's up to the voters now. But Pete Rose did this to himself, right? We've had this conversation a lot. Pete Rose did it to himself. Now, some of the things I hear, like the idea that Manfred said that these people who passed away now show no more threat to the integrity of baseball, is just that I find so obnoxious and ridiculous. Like, putting Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame, right, or allowing the voters to vote for Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame would be a scourge on baseball that is now avoided by him not being here. I don't understand it at all. And it also feels like to me, and I don't know if this is fair or not, but it feels like to me, let's put in Shoeless Joe and the other Black Sox and people who died 60, 70 years ago and haven't played baseball for 100 plus years. Let's lump them in so it's not as cut and dry of we waited till Pete died and now we're letting the writers vote for it. Let's just make it seem like we've come to a realization that a lot of the people who have been on this list who have passed away, that we're going to allow them to too. Like, who is around to have a legitimate thought or vote on Shoeless Joe Jackson? Like, it feels like let's lump it together so it doesn't feel like I'm bowing to pressure of Pete Rose should be eligible for the Hall of Fame, and now that he's gone, it makes sense. Like, let's just lump all these former players who are no longer with us who are on this list into action and allow the Hall of Fame. What Hall of Fame voter is voting on a player he saw who hasn't played since 1919? Like, are we serious? Like, it's just, it feels so contrived and stupid, and I hate it. Now, do I think he should be eligible to be voted for the Hall of Fame? Absolutely. Absolutely. I've always felt that way. You can't tell the story of baseball, right? He's one of those guys. Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame. Alex Rodriguez should be voted into the Hall of Fame. Roger Clemens should be in the Hall of Fame. There's no doubt. It's about what you did on the field. They didn't break any rules at the time. We could say whatever we want about whether or not it hit to the integrity of the sport. I don't care. Put an asterisk next to him. I don't care. If you are a great player, which Pete Rose obviously has more base hits than anybody who ever lived, he belongs in the Hall of Fame. But let's not make it seem like he's been a victim for all these years. He is not. Let's not make it seem that his conduct doesn't warrant discussion, which it does. And also, the other thing is, like, I understand that we've gotten close to betting on baseball, but the one thing that bothers me is people dismiss his betting on baseball under the guise of, well, he bet on his team to win. Like, that's okay. Like, that doesn't change things. Like, that doesn't, like, I can't tell you how many people go, well, it's like he bet on his team to lose. No, he bet on his team to win, and who knows how he managed games that he put more importance on than it should, or how he used his bullpen, or how he set up his lineup, or if he played guys hurt because he had a bet on a game. Like, I don't know any of those things to be true, necessarily. I haven't bothered to, like, look into it and investigate it, but you can't tell me that a manager needing a game in May to win doesn't impact how he manages the game. So, for whatever reason, that's just something I hear all the time that just drives me nuts. Well, he bet on his team to win. I don't care. You can't bet on the games that you're involved in. And I don't care how open we are now in this new world of gambling websites. And you could do it from your home and you can, you know, on your phone, pull up and bet pitch to pitch. I can bet if the next pitch is going to be a fastball or a breaking ball. I understand it. That doesn't change the fact that what he did was completely wrong. And moreover than that, he did this to himself. And now Major League Baseball, after he's passed away, and when they feel he can no longer hurt them, which I think is ridiculous, now they're taking him off the list. And just to make it feel like it's not all about Pete Rose, we'll lump in Shoeless Joe Jackson. Because that'll get clicks. That name, because of, you know, Field of Dreams and everything else, that name and the Black Sox scandal, like that has a staying power. People recognize that name. That will be part of the story. There'll be clicks just for people who watch the movie. There'll be an idea, oh, Shoeless Joe Jackson's back on. That will be a talking point to cover up the idea that it's not just about Pete Rose. Because if you think they suddenly had this novel idea that Shoeless Joe Jackson should be in the Hall of Fame after he's been banned for 100 years, like, we all know why they're including everybody now. Because they don't want to make it seem like, yeah, we waited for the poor bastard to die, and now we're putting him in the Hall of Fame. So, it is what it is. Ultimately, I think it's the right thing. The voters should have an opportunity to vote for Pete Rose to be in the Hall of Fame. He's got more hits than anyone alive. Plain and simple. But it feels, everything about this has felt dirty. I wasn't around when this scandal broke, but Pete Rose lying for all those years feels dirty. Pete Rose signing autographs outside the Hall of Fame without his name enshrined in it feels dirty. Waiting until he passes feels dirty, and lumping in Shoeless Joe Jackson to me feels dirty. It's all dirty.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.